This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, it either take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. First question. Did you miss me? Come on, tell me the truth. You had to, right? I'm Joe Mesiti, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. There it is, huh? You see that? Texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I'm glad they say these lights last forever. They don't really mean it, apparently. I am Joe Mesiti. Hey, head up to the website, thereelside.com, where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot you can get involved with. We got, I used the word a lot like 1,600 times already. Corey Duncan will join us after the first break. I'm really curious as to what he is going to say about all this noise around the Kanye West. A debacle. There's no debacle. I mean, the guy comes out and has an opinion about Trump, and it's terrible, terrible. Also, I've got a surprise guest in the second hour. I'm not telling you who it is. And then David Fisher will join us in the third hour to talk about this roller coaster ride. What's going on with the market? Should we panic? Should you go hit the ATM machines tonight and start pulling out all your money? No. Just no. Relax. All good. You'll make it. I promise. All right, so, you know, the people told us that we need to be kinder and gentler, at least at one point, not anymore. They now say we should be, you know, a little more violent. Or not we, but the left should be a little bit more violent. How much more violent can you get? Seriously. And then we're not supposed to label or make fun of or any of that. We're not, especially if it comes to somebody who has a mental illness. The beauty is they keep saying that Kanye West has a mental illness, and yet they mock the man. Why is, again, the double standard? Why is it okay for them, not okay for us? They're doing it on purpose. There's times where I can prove that we've done it by accident, not even knowing. Check out what the CNN panel has to say. You know, this guy Don Lemon's a real peach. How's that?
And so Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this.
Really? Seriously? We good with this? They're good with it. Why shouldn't we? Can we do the same thing to them? Can I say the same thing about Don Lemon? What's happened to his hair?
Now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
And look, and Don Lemon's enjoying this, right? He's just having a ball. Because as long as you're making fun of people that aren't on his team, it's good. It's all good. And then when you make fun of somebody on his team, my God, he comes unglued, doesn't he? Here we go.
Just looking at Scott. Scott's like, whoa, okay. So,
yeah, this is all, see, it's all good. They're laughing, so it's okay, right? It's okay to make fun of Kanye. Then they say he has a mental illness. Now, when has it been okay to make fun of somebody with a mental illness?
It's a Chris Rock reference, by the way, Scott. So go back and watch the old Chris Rock stand-up from the 90s.
Well, here's the problem. You see, Chris is a white guy. He couldn't possibly know any of Chris Rock's old stuff because Chris Rock is a black comedian. And they don't do that, right? White guys don't watch black comedians. Please. Who's the racist?
Maybe.
I will look that up.
I know that. All right. Listen, maybe it'll work, Tara. Will it? I don't know.
Work for who? It's not going to work in the black community. Listen, black folks are about to trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay?
Yeah, but here's one problem. You're so wrong. You're so blinded. Did you not see the note? Did you not see that Trump now enjoys over a 30% approval rating from black America, which has been unheard of for the Republican Party? Let's just ignore that, because if we ignore it, it'll go away, right?
They've had it with him. He's not the same.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I do know that reference. I know that. Oh. That is an old Dave Chappelle skit. I know that one.
That oh, my one. God.
All right, good. I'm one for two. All right, keep going.
But no, seriously, I mean, this is not the Kanye West of 2004.
No,
this isn't the college dropout album guy.
Yeah.
This is not, and what's funny to me is to watch all of these white people behind Donald Trump clapping away at the name of Kanye West when it wasn't that long ago that Kanye West said that George W. Bush doesn't like black people.
Doesn't care.
After Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kanye, but now all of a sudden Kanye, because he's put on a MAGA hat and he's an attention whore like the president, he's all of a sudden.
It's great. Well, no, listen to them. I'm playing this through because I want you to hear this. I want you to hear what a bunch of hypocrites these people are. You see what I mean? When it doesn't fit their narrative, the other guys, this guy, I don't know him. I don't know him. I've heard lyrics from his music. I think that's disgusting. But that's just me. I don't count in that area. No, really, I mean, seriously, just be honest about it. I don't appreciate hip-hop music, so you can't use me as a judge. That's kind of stupid, isn't it? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. No, I'm going to finish doing this, but I love it. I think it's hilarious. I think the fact that they're able to make fun of their own, right? They're calling everybody out, like or Kanye and other African Americans who don't fit their mold, who won't do what they believe they should do. This is crazy. And they get away with it. Well, you let them get away with it. I'm Joe Senior Host, you'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break. Seriously. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Oh, that's terrible. We gotta replace that. It's a bad version of it. I'll put it that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Listen, tomorrow night, is it tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow night. It's the opening, premiere opening, whatever they call it, of Gosnell the movie. You have to go see that. Bring tissues with you. I don't cry. But last night I was hit with it when I was there because that man was a monster. He was an animal. And the thing that bothered me the most is the same thing that bothers me today about some people, mostly my brothers and sisters in Christ. Here's the deal. This guy was killing women, performing abortions, and killing women in the worst scenario, and Christian people in and around that area wouldn't say anything. Not a word. Disgusting. Anyway, I've got interviews I did there. We'll be playing them in the next hour. But I know what you're here for. You're not here to talk about the opening of a movie. You're here, right? See? He's already laughing because he knows I'm right. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. Always a lot of fun when he's with us. Hey, Corey, how you doing?
Always a pleasure to appear, and thank you for having me. Now, good evening to all of the Patriots, and thank you for supporting Joe and every other podcast and broadcast.
Well, here's the thing. All right, I got a couple things going on. And I know that as of late, the political side of the world you're not really happy with, but I don't know if you saw CNN mocking Kanye West, right? And they mocked him and one of them finally called him Trump's token Negro. Okay, now we've gone back to that word, right? And what I thought was really fun is these guys, Don Lemon and a bunch of others, most of the panel was African-American. They had one white guy that they were making fun of. So here they are making fun of West. Then they're making fun of the white guy. And I'm thinking to myself, if this was flipped, if this was a conservative panel making fun of Kanye West, who openly admits to having some mental issues that he's taking medication and getting help with, God, they would crucify us, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, you always know that the narrative is that the black folks have to continue to support any black politician. Or anyone that, I mean, even if they're screwing them over in their neighborhood. And the black folks, I mean, it's always been like that. Anyone that's been black, I'm not going to say African American, I'm going to say black because that's exactly what it is. When you're black and you're conservative, you're going to always run into that. I ran into it years ago. My mother ran into it even years before that. She was outspoken and everything, you know, especially us coming from Queens. And Kanye, I don't know him personally. I know some people that do know him personally, and he's an awesome artist, and he can definitely rhyme, and he can do it all. But the thing of it is that, you know, I was just listening to what you were talking about a little bit earlier, and you know, it's always going to be a situation where if you're not going with the flock, they're going to try to make you look like you're ignorant or you're stupid. Or that you're somebody, you know, just like, it's almost like this show, you know, they call me your token, you know, whatever, you know, and I said, well, you know, hey, look, I don't want to be out in the field. I want to be up at the big house serving lemonade. But anyway, that's my racial joke for the night.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, no, not a problem. And that was sponsored by the Grassroots Conservative Association group. So that part of the show. But anyway, and I tell him, I was like, you know, I don't care about that because you have to understand, on the left, on the right, or whatever, black or white, or the race or whatever, people have a, you know, especially in the black community, they have this thing that, you know, what we call in the hood, they like to run in cliques, groups.
Right.
I don't run in cliques and groups. I think for myself. And you know, it's just like this movement. I don't follow people and just go along with what you go along with because we're all conservatives. Because, you know, I've never been that person. I've always been a lone wolf. All my life, anybody that knows me will tell you, Duncan's a lone wolf. You know, not right, because I don't listen to what anybody does. I mean, I do what I think is best. I do what my heart tells me that's right and my gut feeling. And people like that are always going to have haters. You're going to always have people spitballing. So it doesn't matter. I mean, I've learned to live with it. I've learned to live with it for a long time. But Kanye, keep on continuing. Have your freedom of selecting whatever party or whatever president or whatever person you want. I mean, you know, I don't understand the problem is, but you know how that is. I mean, they're gonna call. They're gonna say that we're the token ones. Oh. All right, whatever, man. Whatever.
They said the same thing about him. They say about you that Kanye was a prop for Donald Trump to prove that he wasn't a racist. And I'm going really. Right. Nothing can be positive. Nothing. I mean, look, you and I haven't talked in a while because I've been busy on doing something for me. But you know, this whole thing with Kavanaugh, right? You look at what took place. In my mind, I want to hear your thoughts on this. That was nothing but good against evil. That was nothing but to take down a good man because they just couldn't stomach him, right? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know Enterprise. Like, yeah, oh Lord, why did Joe go there? No, what I would say is, I don't really that in the politics like anymore or whatever, right. Because, you know, I have my opinions on Mr. Kavanaugh and his background, and, you know, his background with the Bushes and the Clintons. But anyway, but the thing of it is that you have to understand something. It's good against evil, but what makes people evil is the power of the job that they're running for. And the only problem, the only thing that I say is, if he gets in there, I hope he continues to stay the person that he is. I can hope that he continues the support, you know, the conservative, Christian conservative, and, you know, we can stop some of this nonsense that's going on. But, yeah, I mean, to attack a person the way that a lot of, you know, that the left, I'm not surprised. I don't know why anyone would be surprised of their tactics. Their tactics are low down, dirty, backstabbing. But then again, you know, when you run for office and you run for things like that, especially in the time that we live in now, that's to be expected. You just have to, you're going to have to man up and just get your family ready, because that's why I didn't run, because I didn't run for two reasons. I don't want to take my family through that. Yeah. And two, I already know at the end of the road is, hey, look, it's a higher power, and it's people that's, you know, the answer to a higher power and everything. And a lot of this is just pure corruption at the end of this. So, you know, for me, I know some people are like, you know, they still think Santa Claus gonna come down the chimney and everything. And if that's what you want to think, I'm not gonna bust your dream.
But doesn't? I think,
yeah. Well, we got a lot of people on the left and the right that believes that. But the whole thing of it is, at the end of the day, if you understand government like I understand government, you know what's going on. You know, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, okay. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey Duncan will still be with us. Anna's got him locked in a room. She's not letting him go till the show's over. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It's a correction that I think is caused by the Federal Reserve with interest rates.
President Trump blames the Fed for plummeting stocks on Wall Street.
We have interest rates going up at a clip that's much faster than certainly a lot of people, including myself, would have anticipated.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 546 points, the NASDAQ losing 93, and the S&P 500 losing 57. President Trump welcomes football legend Jim Brown and Kanye Kanye West to the White House, West wearing a red Make America Great Again hat.
There was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero.
The cleanup continues after Hurricane Michael, at least 5 people killed, and the number may rise as first responders go door to door in the hardest hit areas of Panama City and Mexico Beach, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Some messed up white people. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. Happy music. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And you know what? Buy a coffee mug. Two reasons. One is, I put some money in my pocket. Maybe I can buy a new shirt. And then it also, coffee tastes so much better in that mug. I'm telling you. And I don't know if you guys heard this. What was it, Tammy, over the last few days? 500? Facebook pages. 800 now. Wow. So over the last few days, right, the reason we're not focusing on Facebook anymore at all, so those of you who are Facebook warriors for us, God bless you. Thank you so much. But really, we're going to have to focus on terrestrial because Facebook has shut down 800 conservative pages over the last few days, right? And a lot of them are close friends of ours, people we know, people we work with. And that means it's shut off a major portion of their income. And this is the same Facebook, yes, Zuckerberg, this is the same Facebook who sat in front of Congress and said, no, we don't do that kind of stuff. This is free speech for everybody. Which is like, when you've got that kind of DNA, it is backwards day, 365 days a year. Anyhow, I need somebody to calm me down. Let's bring him on, although he never really calmed me down. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. How you doing, Corey?
Always a blessing to appear, and I'd like to say to everyone that's on Facebook, thank you for tuning in. A big hello from me, Anna, and continue to support our part of the movement, which is about education and educating our youth and our young Americans, not chasing a politician that's already bought and paid for. Thank you for that. And that message was also from the Grassroots Conservative Association group.
So here's the deal. Some people have asked over the last couple of months, is Corey isn't being as political, if you would, as he used to be. Well, Corey and I, for years, since he started coming to the show, we've always talked about how we need to get the hearts of our young people. We need to re-educate our young people. We need to make sure Hitler knew that if he had the young people, he had the country, okay? And don't think there's a certain group of people in this country who didn't know that. And I'm sure Corey knows this, but I'll have to enlighten some people. You know, back in Jim Crow days, it was illegal to teach a black person how to read. You know why? Because if you educated them, they could get out of their situation. They would start to learn. They would get educated and to be able to move forward into freeing themselves. They didn't want that. So it's the same thing now. They spent the last 30, 40, 50 years dumbing down our youth, and you actually have young people today who believe that socialism is better for us. And Corey, God bless you for doing what you're doing with your own resources and your own time. You've actually taken that step to re-educate our young people, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Now, you know, I owe it all, you know, a portion of it to you, Joe, and Tammy, and a lot of the loyal people that's in, been when I used to just make this regular podcast. And, you know, I tip my hat to you, a big gratitude to you and Tammy and a lot of other people that's been and hung in there with me and now with me, Anna, and the rest of Team Duncan and Team Texas and the Grassroots Conservative Association group who we're in 9 states now.
Wow.
And, you know, you know, we've gotten big in the last couple of months because we stepped away from the politics, and that's why we're thriving now, and we're, you know, we're doing so much. Got Anna, you know, that appears every week on the Corey Anna and Friends show, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard, 6 p.m. Central, every Wednesday night. And the thing of it is that she's on there teaching Constitution 101, and you know, she's doing an awesome job. I'm going to be on there next week. You have to come to our website, exclusively shown on our website, www.conservativegen.com. And you had to come exclusively today. It's not on Facebook because, you know, like I've been told a lot of people a long time ago, we have to step away from Facebook and step away from YouTube because YouTube and Facebook are a travesty. And the only people that they allow on there on Facebook is people that they know, and they don't attack them because they know they're not educated and they're not doing anything. They're just on there for entertainment. Those of you who know who I'm talking about. But anyway, I won't touch upon that. But, you know, the thing of it is that people think I get on here to needle. I don't get on here to needle. I just speak what the truth is. And a lot of people don't like me because don't like the fact that me and Anna have stepped and our portion of the movement has stepped away to take the fight on to the, you know, we understand that the young people is our future. We understand that the young Americans need to be educated. That's why we have the two schools going up in River Oaks, College Station, Texas, and Utah. We got one coming there for 2019. We also have another one being started in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Someone else contacted us about one in New Mexico and also in Knoxville, Tennessee. So guess what? This is catching like wildfire by these Christian conservative prep schools. So people can say whatever they want about the politics. You say whatever you want. We are good and happy with the part of the movement that we're doing. We got our awesome, we got some awesome sponsors, Arco Petroleum, somebody I talked to last week about sponsoring our golf tournament, April 25th through April 28th. In Houston, Texas, it's going to be a conservative golf tournament for pretty much anyone to show up. If you want to show up and you're liberal, hey, look, it doesn't matter. As long as you don't create no ruckus, you can appear. And we also got one big, gigantic event, Rockin' the Red, that'll be coming up in the middle part of July that we're trying to book a date for Toyota Center. And that's in Houston, Texas. So we got a couple big things going. But the thing of it is that we're trying to keep this right, really close-knit and close to the vest, because we got a lot of haters, Joe. We got a lot of people that you know, they're peeking at our website, and they're trying to take our you know, take what we're doing. You can't take what we're doing, because what we're doing is from the heart, and it's about what we say we're about, and it's about the young Americans and the youth of this country.
Right, look, I agree with you, and it's really interesting. When you think about what God told us to do with the young people, right? Bring the little children unto me. And when you look at what's being done to these kids, whether it's in certain schools, you know, in life in general, with political parties or what have you, think about what they're being taught and what they're being taught to believe. There is no right or wrong. There is no, you know, this country sucks. It's the worst thing. It's been oppressive. It pushed slavery. It hates women. I mean, think about it. Think about what these kids are being bombarded with and taught. And guys like you are finally stepping up. Guys who believe in God. And now again, I'm tired of people saying, you know, well, this person's good and that person's good and this is doing that. If you don't have a center, if you don't have something bigger than you, then I'm God. I'm the one that decides what's right or wrong. I'm the one that decides what to teach. That's not what it's all about, is it?
No, it isn't. And you know, a lot of people are like, man, you just you've taken this to another level. And I got a lot of people that approach me, and they're like, man, I've seen people with some clout, but never do anything about it, or never yep. like, you know, spend the money the way they're supposed to spend the money on what they say, and they're looking for a kickback. I'm not looking for a kickback. We are a nonprofit, and we're you know, hey, buy Joe's mug. Hey, look, the coffee probably tastes a whole lot better with his mugs.
That's
and everything.
Right.
So, yeah, exactly. So, I know. I was gonna give you that plug on your show for that.
I agree.
But, oh, yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to make sure I can serve the lemonade and you got the fried chicken. But anyway, that was a racial joke for the day. But, you know, to get back on topic, it is awesome. We're doing a lot of awesome things. We got some more things that's planned, and we're keeping everything tight knit to our family, and that's what we're running this through our family, because we know there's a lot of people that want to be involved in this, but they want to be involved in it for the wrong reasons, and we're not here to like put somebody on a pedestal to be governor or to be the next hot person that's on Fox. Or whatever, that's chasing some dream. I don't want anyone like that, because guess what? At the end of the day, it's about the youth and it's about our young Americans. And if you're not about God, family, and country, we don't want anything to do with you. I mean, yeah. It's just real simple.
Look, if we don't start turning back, if we actually don't turn back to God, look at where we've gone in all these years. Now, some people get mad at me when I say this, but I think you'll appreciate this. They're all screaming, you got to bring prayer back to school. Bring prayer. No. Your kids should be praying before they walk out the front door. Your kids should be praying and thanking God for, the start of the day, the doors to be open for them to glorify Him or help somebody out or whatever it is. You don't wait to get to school to pray. That's ridiculous. Hey, that music means we got a break, so hold that thought. You know? Unless there's a bunch of you don't want to write checks, we can kill all the commercials. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey will be back with us after the break. Don't go far. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny how all my capitalist brothers out there in Facebook land don't understand it. Somebody's got to...
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Luminesce. Luminesce takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminesce twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminesce for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
You know, too bad she wasn't such a hardcore lefty. Because I so much like her voice. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Yeah, I know, you see me trying to get this ear thing set. Texting, tweeting, and truly being a part of the conversation. Head up to the website, learn about us, learn about the show. But I hate wasting his time because I always enjoy when he's on with me. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week to kind of hit issues from a real standpoint. Seriously, not the foo-foo stuff. And Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. God bless you and Ted.
Well, thank you. I will take more. So, hey, but, you know, again, in back to the kids and back to one of the things, and I'm starting to see some of my Christian brothers and sisters step up, but, you know, the examples that our young people have today, people they have to look up to, it's so far and few between now. People that are really willing to fight for this country, fight for real freedoms. I love sitting with my buddies talking about freedom, and I look at them and go, are you willing to give up your job, your house, your fit, because until you really sell out to that point, you're not really willing. Stop saying I'll give anything to fix this, because you won't, right?
Well, one thing is, once you have to be what we are and what we decided to stop playing games about this politics is to be dedicated. And you have to be dedicated about anything that you expect to get, to reach goals, to not only just reach goals, but to get the maximum effort out of what you're putting towards it, whether it's just money, whether it's, whatever you're doing. And what we see is that along the way, we've got lost a couple, a lot of people that are conservative. We don't hate them. We don't dislike them. But we represent a certain part of the movement that has not been touched upon. And that's why we're exceeding at rapid levels that we're doing now, as far as as far as getting things ready for 19, or getting a lot of young people and their parents and their families involved. This is not just about getting ex-military, police, or people that's conservative or Christian conservative. This is about understanding that one thing, it has to be focused, and it has to be focused on the youth and our young Americans, about educating them about voting, educating them about how did we get to where socialism or is cool and all of this other kind of crazy stuff that the Almighty God does not approve of. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm honest, Al, and everything I say is by the book and everything like that, because I'm not here to judge anyone. But what I am here to do is to take and leave my legacy behind, leave a legacy behind that young people can follow, to follow to straighten out, to maybe straighten out this situation long after Colonel Corey Duncan and Anna and Joe Messina and Tammy Messina and a lot of other people are in the ground pushing up Daisy. And you have to be dedicated about this. This is hard work. This is nothing easy is about putting these schools together. Nothing is easy about the work that Anna does, the Constitution 101. Nothing's easy about anything that we do. But we find that there's a lot of conservatives that's preaching a lot of stuff, and they're in this for the wrong reasons. And I know a lot of people hate to hear me beat that, but it's just sad. It's sad how they try to make a buck off of them and this and that. Hey, look, no one should be getting paid to hear somebody on a free app like Facebook, for someone to be talking about, well, you have to pay to listen to me, or whatever like that. Hey, look, Facebook is free. If you want to do something, no one has the funds that some people have, or like myself, or the finances that I have. But you know, it doesn't have to be ran just on finances. It's not about the quantity of people; it's the quality of them. And until we start to educate and understand that, but you know, it's a lot of people that wonder why we're behind the eight ball and so many years behind the eight ball. That's why. Because we're too busy playing these games instead of standing up and being the true conservative, Christian conservative Americans that you claim you are.
Well, how many Christian conservatives or conservatives as a whole that you tell about your, you know, we're going to open these schools and we're going to make sure that they're, you know, patriotism and we're teaching, you know, God and patriotism. How many of them look at you like they've just bit into an onion and say, that's not going to work?
Well, you know what? To be honest, none yet. I've got so many people that's like, you know, well, we're coming out of these Christian schools in Texas. We're coming to your school next year. Bottom line, we're coming. So get ready. I've had none to say that, you know, they look at me crazy like, wow, no one else has thought about this? You're the first person? Yeah, it's a brother. It's a brother that, a Christian conservative brother that actually thought of this. Yeah, it wasn't your Wall Street white dude. It wasn't this person. It wasn't that person. It was little old Colonel Corey Duncan. That's right. And you know what? I'm not looking for nobody to throw me a parade. All I'm looking for is people's support. That's all I'm looking for. I don't want your donations. Keep your donations. Take care of your family. Pay your mortgages.
They don't know what to do with that, do they? They don't know what to do with that. We don't, right? We don't. I don't want your donation. Oh yeah, you're gonna want something, man. At some point, you're gonna want something.
Joe, if you're talking, if people say, well, he's asking for tuition. Hey, look. Now let's just be logical. Now we're talking about tuition of a school that's. It's going to be teaching conservative studies. It's going to be, hey, I don't run anything. I don't never put anything together that's not top-notch. Bank on it. Ask anyone in the business that when my name is on it, it's going to be ran correct and it's going to be ran right. But guess what? To get that, hey, like my mother always say, she said, if you get what you pay for, and if that you pay for garbage, you're going to get garbage. If you pay for what you want, really what you want, you're going to get it. So my thing of it is, you know, hey, look, we're tuition friendly. I'm not trying to break anyone. What I'm trying to do is to bring back God, family, and country, and to preserve these young people. So
all those at one time? Oh, my God.
And I'm black. Yeah. And I'm black. And I came from the hood. Yeah.
Oh.
And I also went to... God bless Texas A&M. That's right. That's right. That's right. I want everybody to know that. God bless them, because guess what? You got a lot of people. Oh, man, there's no way that a black man can do that, come from the hood or do that. Well, guess what? His mom came from living in the hood to going to law school to also to retire as a federal judge. So guess what? The American dream is alive,
Corey,
for all of us.
Look, earlier I said that Kavanaugh was their worst nightmare, and you are also their worst nightmare. Think about this. A black family grows up in the hood. Mom's working her tail off to keep her two boys in school and keep food on the table. Both boys turn out to be, you know, what society would call successful, right? Mom goes back to school, becomes a federal judge, and none of that was because of help from the Democrat Party. I mean, you are their worst nightmare. You made it happen, even though they tell you you can't.
They don't want. That's why a lot of people turn me off, and they don't want to hear what I got to say. If anything, I would be saying, "Hey, look, this guy Corey Duncan.
Yep.
You need to take and put him on Fox and Friends, not somebody hooping and hollering about something that you can't do nothing about on your best day." You know, as my beautiful wife would say, when you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. So there you have it. That's why nobody knows about the little old me. That's fine. That's fine. Because guess what? Soon, as President Bush said about the buildings they knocked down, the people who knocked down these buildings will soon hear all our voices, and they will soon hear the voices of the grassroots conservative association group and that big mouth founder, Colonel Corey Duncan, and his beautiful wife, Anna Duncan. So go blow that out your pipe.
Oh. Well, look, Corey, I have a lot of respect for you. You know, I know some of the things you've been through and you've talked about in the past, and then, you know, deciding to do this with a school. People don't realize, whether it's this school or another mission that you decide to go on, it is a lot of work. It's a lot of focus work. It's a lot of time, a lot of money, but it's a lot of time that you're giving up to make it happen. And very few people will put the time it takes into these projects to actually make it successful. And so I give you a lot of credit for it. If people want to find out more about what you're doing and how they can get involved, and whether it's monetarily or not, or physically or what have you, how do they do that?
Okay, they can reach us all on our Facebook page, the Grassroots Conservative Association page, and also they can reach us at www.conservativegen.com. You can always listen to the beautiful Anna Duncan every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and she's teaching Constitution 101, but next week she's going to have this ugly guy sitting next door, her handsome husband, Colonel Corey Duncan. Tune in next week. Thank God for you and Tammy, and thank everyone for their support. Thank you.
And did she call you her handsome husband, or is that just what? Anyway, all right, we'll talk about that afterwards. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Andrea Kay joins us in the next hour. We'll be back.
Hey.